You're listening to the TalkCast podcast with Jordan Adler. It starts right now on your favorite podcast network. Let's go.
Hello, everybody. This is Jordan Adler, and welcome to another episode of the TalkCast podcast called Accidentally Blindsided. Yes, I was accidentally blindsided on an online dating show. And going to tell you all about that in my experience. Plus, going to tell you a little bit about my week, what I've been going through, and all that fun stuff on this week's podcast. So, if you're new to the podcast, welcome. Hope you are having a good time so far. If you are new, make sure to go to your favorite podcast network and subscribe to the podcast by searching The Talkcast. All right. Let's get on with this week's podcast. We are talking about my experience on a dating show, which was on this app. Now, before I get started, I want to mention that I will not be mentioning any names during this podcast. So I will blurt that out when I want to say their names. So for an example, I will say my match was beep. So when I say beep, that is the name of the person or the company that I'll be mentioning in this podcast. I really don't want to get sued, guys. So that's why I want to do this, all right? So let's get started. Make sure to check out the podcast every other week on your favorite podcast network. Make sure to follow me on social media to stay in the loop at Jordan Adler Hosts on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And my upload schedule is just whenever I want to upload. So, there you go. And what about that new intro of the podcast? Nina did a great job with that for that one. She is awesome. She has a really good voice for radio and for podcasting. So, make sure to check out her podcast on Anchor. I will link that link in the description down below to give her some love and support on her podcast as well. But today's podcast, we're talking about my experience on the dating show on Beep. And here we go. So a couple of weeks ago, maybe 2 weeks ago, I applied for a dating show to be a contestant on a dating show. And I wasn't expecting too much from it. I went in it full with confidence. I thought, hey, this would be like regular, Just like any other experience. So I didn't think of nothing of it. And then we get down to it. There was a girl in there that I knew was going to be on the show. I went into her broadcast before and saw her broadcast. And she was saying, oh, I hope we can get to know each other more on there. So I was like, yeah, I hope so too. And didn't think I would get matched with her. But we'll get through that later on in the podcast. So, we're the first ones on the dating show, and everybody gets there, and the host asks us some questions, and we go around the stream. Now, the stream is like an 8-seat area, so it's like an 8-seat broadcast, which all the seats represent their camera. I just go with the flow and ask her some questions. He asks us, who do we want to match up with right on this card? And I was like, 2 and 3 sound pretty interesting to me. So I went with them. And number 2, we had a lot of things in common, actually. We both, like, go through surgeries. She went through 14 surgeries, which I have too. So we had that in common. I was like, hey, she sounds pretty good to me. I bet beep will be really good. And, but something with her didn't seem right with me. And I found out after the show that she was 16 years old. And I didn't want to go to jail. So that wouldn't work out. Number 3 was very interested in me. And I was very interested in her. And everything went great. Handy dandy. You know, whoop-a-doo-da. Everything went fantastic all the way through the show. And the host goes around He asks us who we want to match up with, and she says my number. So she picked my number, which was 1. And I was like, okay. So my turn comes around. He asked me which one do I pick, because both of the girls match with me. They each like said me. So like, cool. 2 girls like me. I was expecting that. I was only expecting 1 to like me, but okay. And at this point, I was like, hey, this is going to be fantastic. It was just what I wanted. And everything went good. And I matched with this girl named Beep. And we hit off like that. Like, we text after the show and had a good time texting until Sunday. And she didn't even text me back. She was giving me hints, all these hints, that she just wanted to be single. Well, she's not ready for a relationship. And I was like, okay, so why in the heck would you go on a dating show if you wasn't ready for a relationship? Like, that was going in my head. Like, why would she go on a dating show if she wasn't ready for a relationship? And at this point, I didn't know that the show was just for fun. I thought it was serious. I thought these people were ready to be committed and ready to, like, be a part of a dating show. I thought all of them were single, but accordingly, from a rumor I heard, one of the people that matched with each other was actually a couple in real life, long before the show. So, yeah, go figure. So it was just fun and games, and that was really heartbreaking for me. And the way I heard it, this was the way that I got accidentally blindsided, because I went into a stream last Monday, and the girl that I matched up with was in that stream guesting with the host. I just came out straightforward with her and said, what are we going to do for our featured live date? Because each match got their own featured live date on, which was going to be featured on the app. But anyways, yeah, so I went in there and just told her like it was. And like, everyone started being mean to me, was bashing me out, was cussing at me, telling me to get the f- out of the broadcast, and beep boop boop beep boop 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 boop, and I was like, okay. And then the girl that I matched up with said that she's already interested in someone else, which really sealed the deal for me. Like, I was really pissed off and angry and upset, and still a little bit upset, but who cares? I'm moving on with my life, and I was real with her. She should have been real with me from the start. Instead of getting to know me, instead of leading me on Friday night, she should have came out straight to me and said, hey, I'm not interested in you. The show was just fun and games. I am interested in someone else. We should just stay be friends. If she said that, I would have been okay with just being friends with her. But she didn't do that. So I felt really blindsided and led on. I didn't want to be led on and blindsided. But it just happened that way. I was accidentally blindsided because we both didn't know it was fun and games. I'm pretty sure she knew there was fun and games. But no one told me there was fun and games till afterwards. So I felt blindsided by everyone, basically, instead of my match. So, yeah, that's my experience on a dating show. Now, you're probably wondering, Jordan, why in the heck would you think that you got accidentally blindsided? And if you did not get it in that podcast, then re-listen to the podcast and you'll fully understand it. Because, like, the dating show was fun and games. It was for entertainment purposes only, which I didn't even know. So basically, everybody was faking everything in that stream. Nobody took it seriously. For crying out loud, they had a lesbian couple on the dating show last week. Now you tell me, why did they do the dating show if they wasn't even single? Makes no sense to me. But, okay, so that's my experience. Later on this week, I was Well, this week I've been going through sickness. First, they thought it was a infection, like an allergy, respiratory infection, which I was coughing, spitting up stuff, drainage, sneezing, everything. And I stopped sneezing, I stopped blowing my nose out, and I still have this cough, and I'm still coughing and wheezing, and I still got drainage in my throat. So the doctor gave me some medicine last week. I took it all. And then this week, I went back to her today. Today is Thursday. If you're listening to this podcast, it'd be Saturday for you. So I went back to the doctor today. She said, keep on doing your thing. You're not contagious. It's just really bad allergies. It happens to everyone today, and it's been bad for everyone. So just keep on doing what you're doing. Drink lots of fluids, and you'll be fine. So, okay. So I'm doing the same thing that I'm doing since last week. So I haven't been going to my volunteer job where I help special needs kids. I haven't been going to that. I haven't been going to my baseball games or church. I've been like skipping everything. And it's not because I didn't want to do it. It's because I didn't feel good. And my doctor thought that I was contagious. So I had to stay home last week, which kind of sucked because I missed Easter. And we got invited to our neighbor's house for Easter. And it's kind of like a new tradition that we have every year. We go over to his house and eat dinner for Easter. But I couldn't go, so sad face. But that's it. I mean, I'm feeling like myself, except I had this cough and the drainage, and I'm getting sick of it. So I'm hoping to be better by next week. Hoping. Come in your prayers if you believe in that, all that. I would really appreciate it if you come in your prayers. Sorry, I'm a little stuttering too. Sometimes that happens. My brain don't shut up, which makes my tongue don't shut up, and I say stuff fast. So later on this week, I'm not going to my baseball game. I'm actually going to a baseball game in the state capital with my dad, which is going to be pretty awesome. Coming back on the light rail, gonna ride the light rail all the way there. It's gonna be awesome. So if you see me out and about on this Saturday, make sure to say hi. Make sure to, you know, take pictures with me. I would definitely love that if you see me out and about this weekend. But not about that. I think that's it. That's all I want to cover. I had a pretty good counseling session with my counselor. It went pretty good. Think about how many ways I can stay more independent. Well, I am already independent now, but it's going to be more independent now. So yeah, that's pretty awesome. Still going through depression and all that. Working itself out. So, yeah. But other than that, I think that would do it for this podcast. Make sure to give it a like and subscribe to the podcast on your favorite podcast network. And I'll see you next week or every other week for an all new episode of the podcast. Roll Nina's outro of the podcast. Bye guys. From me to you. Believe in yourself and you go far in life. I love you and keep it real, my peeps.
We hope you enjoyed that episode of the podcast. If you did, make sure to subscribe today and follow Jordan all over social media to stay updated in the loop at Jordan Adler Host on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Thank you for listening to the TalkCast podcast with Jordan Adler.